My entitled father makes my life a living nightmare after I drop out of college, mocking me and scolding me for not being the man that he wants me to be, while also forcing me to pay rent that I literally cannot afford. And after dealing with that for 6 months, and finally finding a solution in getting out of his house, his final words to me were to say that I was a disappointment and a mistake. And I'm honestly so done with my father. Here's what happened. So for a bit of context, by this time I was 19 years old, so it would be about 10 years ago this day, and sadly, I dropped out of college within months of starting because of a variety of problems, mostly from depression and stress that wasn't helped by my mom trying to tell me what to do. My mom and dad were long divorced by this point, and I ended up moving to my dad's, who at the time had zero internet at the home. It was, in the words of my dad, punishment for me throwing away my one chance at being useful to this world. I then worked as a cashier at a restaurant chain in the nearby town. For reference, my dad lived and still lives out in the country. I would say things were rather uneventful, but he made sure that wouldn't be the case by being his usual entitled self. Some of these things were brief and usual, like him screaming at me for doing anything leisurely instead of working 24/7. You know, I simply couldn't do things like watching TV or going for a walk, or he would even belittle me for trying to start drawing as a hobby, while also calling me names in the process. Here's some of the extreme things he did in those 6 months that we lived together. One of the first things he did was shortly after I got my job. Things were going relatively well at the job, despite one woman who found me just as pathetic as my dad did. Thank God she wasn't in any management position, and that the manager and boss didn't like her behavior any more than I did. Not to mention some customers calling me awful names for making an error on their order. However, as par for the course of a part-time job, even back then, I wasn't working much and I wasn't getting that much money. I did have a talk with my boss about the hours, and about how someday she'll send me home early if there was no business, but she said it was something she had to do. When I told my dad he wasn't happy, he told me that I had to make her give me more hours, but I told her that if she can't, then she can't. He then suddenly punched the wall right next to me and had the glare on his face that I've come to recognize that things were gonna get violent, so now I was scared for my well-being. He told me that now that he got me scared, I'm willing to do whatever he wanted to keep myself safe. He then went on this huge rant about how real men get what they want by making promises to hurt people. He said that you have to hurt those who stand in your way, and you also have to hurt people that you don't like or people that hold you back, and that if I don't do that, then I'm not a man. Instead, I'm just a mistake. Although I didn't tell my manager what he did, I did tell her that he might go to her angry once he finds out that she has to send me home early if business is not working that day. She simply said that if he does so, or if he bruises me up, she will call the cops, and she even told him that directly. Well, as a result, I was punished with rent that I never even expected that cost most of my monthly amount of paychecks. Another thing that happened is that I almost passed away from his negligence. My dad is one of those country folk who heats up the house with a furnace. You know, those big cube-like iron things that are like a combination of a fireplace and a heater? Yeah, one of those things. Well, on this day, I had a night shift, and my dad was going to be out of the area until very late due to work. So my grandfather, his dad, offered to take me to and from work. I was enjoying the day to myself, doing what I wanted, watching whatever was on TV that caught my eye, drawing or at least attempting to draw some doodles, playing some video games, etc. By the time it got to the afternoon, I found that I was oddly sleepy. I decided to lay on the bed and close my eyes for an hour or two, and it was just enough time to get a bit more energy in me for a potentially busy night, but also so that I'll have plenty of time to get ready. So I just closed my eyes to go to sleep, but I was suddenly shaken awake by my grandfather, who looked absolutely relieved that I was conscious. In my blurry state, I heard an alarm going off, and he had me grab my work clothes and my phone and took me to his house nearby to help me get my head clear before changing and going to work. What had happened was the furnace was not properly cared for, and there was a lot of gunk blocking the pipe leading outside, and the house was slowly but steadily filling with carbon monoxide. It didn't take long to get better once I was able to breathe clean air, and although I was feeling a bit woozy, I managed to work as much as I could. Now, it wasn't a long shift, maybe about 3 to 4 hours, and my grandma was the one who picked me up. She said my dad got home not too long ago, and they managed to clear the carbon monoxide of the home pretty quickly, and my grandpa was scolding my dad like crazy. Sure enough, when I got home, my grandfather was angry at my dad, and to my surprise, his sister was also there, scolding him as well. However, he was not once remorseful over what had happened. He was annoyed that they were getting on his case, even when they tried to hammer in the fact that there was a chance that I could have passed away. He simply said, "Well, he didn't, so stop making this such a big deal." I did thankfully move out of his place very quickly. It was a few months after the carbon monoxide incident. My job, unfortunately, burned to the ground from an electrical fire, and I had the choice to either carpool to the next nearest location about 40 minutes away, or just find a different job. So you know what? I chose the latter, and my grandma on my mom's side offered to move me to her town as there was far more job opportunities there than where I was currently living at. Now, of course, my dad was not happy about that. He went to my bank account, and yes, he did the usual entitled parent thing of having the bank account as a joint account so he could get in without my permission, and he took out a huge chunk of my money. His excuse was to claim that this was the rest of the year's rent. My grandma tried to find a legal way to get the money back, but since it was a joint account, we were told that he technically didn't break any law. And while I was packing up to move, my dad constantly told me how much of a disappointment I am, how I'm the reason my parents got a divorce, how I deserved all the awful treatment that I got, and that nobody likes or tolerates me. Now, my grandma did put him in his place, but that just escalated to where he told me that he wishes I was never born, although I regret not talking to my grandma about cutting him off then. I mean, I had no idea back then that you could do such a thing, but that was the beginning of me slowly going no contact with him to eventually only talking to him whenever I had to. Wow, your father sounds awful. Seriously, I can't imagine putting up with that for 6 months. That honestly must have been insane living through that every single day and dealing with his awful attitude and his condescending demeanor. First of all, his definitions of like, oh, you gotta be violent if you want to be a man. If you want people to respect you, you've gotta hurt them and threaten them. Like, dude, what are you talking about? This guy literally punched a wall because you got cut hours at your part-time job. Like, seriously, don't you think we're overreacting just a little bit? And then after you tell him, look, there's nothing I could do about it, he says, oh, I'm gonna go down there and I'm gonna do something about it. Like, buddy, what are you doing? Are you trying to get me fired? It's either that or you're seriously trying to go to jail. And both options seem pretty stupid right about now. It's also super brutal about the banking situation because joint accounts are like the first thing that entitled parents go to when they're like, oh, cool, here's some free cash. Like, seriously, there's no good excuse for that. Like, that was your money. This guy didn't need rent money. He literally just took a big chunk of your money just to be a jerk. And that is honestly so unfortunate because you did not deserve that. It is really cool, though, to see your grandfather and your grandmother basically have your back. Like, they straight away saw that this guy sucks and that he's not a good father. It's just so unfair for you because you already dropped out of college, and then for 6 months you have to deal with this monster every single day. So honestly, I'm so glad you got out of that environment. Your dad sounds like a monster, and there is literally no good excuse for his behavior. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. An entitled group of customers come into my restaurant and cause absolute chaos, refusing to order food at the same time while also challenging me and my coworker on everything that they ordered, claiming that certain food absolutely should be taken off the bill. And I've honestly never been more blown away by somebody's entitlement in my life. Here's what happened. Okay, first off, I want to say I'm sorry because I definitely need to vent. I don't really tend to get angry easily in my job. Many people, if they're rude, I can just chalk it up to having a bad day or just brush it off. And at the end of the day, it's them that are miserable and not me. But last night, we had a group of about 15 people walk in. They ignored my manager at the host stand and just walked halfway into the restaurant before being stopped and asked if they needed anything. It was weird, but okay, we get that sometimes. Some people just go to establishments where you seat yourself. They were told that we needed a few minutes to set up a table for their party size. And once it was done, they just ignored the table that we made for them and started sitting in smaller groups all around the restaurant in tables which were reserved for others. My manager told them that they had to sit on the table that we had organized for them because the other tables were unavailable, and thankfully they eventually moved. When my coworker went over to serve them, they were immediately waving their hands in her face when they wanted to order and just being generally very rude. They were not saying please or thank you, barely even any eye contact. Only a couple of people were ready to order, but they insisted that they had their order put in right now and they didn't want to wait for anybody else. And you know what? Fine, I guess it could be that way. But when my coworker returned to take the rest of the orders, only a few more were ready. And even when they were, she would go over to them and ask what they would like, and they wouldn't even look at her or respond. It was as if if they weren't even listening. Other people who had already ordered started waving their hands in her face and saying they wanted to order something else as well. Eventually, when I was helping her bring over some of the food items for people who had already ordered, some people still had not ordered yet. I went over and I asked them who got this specific plate I was trying to hand out, and then some guy starts waving his hand in my face. I say to him, "Oh, is this yours?" And he suddenly looks surprised and shakes his head. And then I look around and I try to find out who the food is actually for. I told the guy that I'll take his order in a second when I have put down all the food. It takes me a minute or so to actually get everybody's attention to find out who actually got what. And every time I put down any kind of food on the table, the same guy waves his hand as if I'm now ready to take his order. Eventually, once everyone has everything, they then started complaining about specific items on the menu that we brought them, claiming that it's incorrect. And you know what? Both me and my coworker knew this. It's just that none of them were communicating about what each other got, and they were planning on sharing a few things. They ate the food anyways, but then decided that they wanted some of this food taken off the bill, which we didn't do, obviously. When it came time to pay the bill, obviously they all wanted to pay separately for what they got, which my coworker refused to do, because it just takes far too much time during busy service hours to split the bill individually between 15 plus people. She asked them to look at the bill and tell her how much they wanted to pay towards it. All of a sudden, they all hopped up from their seats and surrounded her, and they all started staring at the device that she was using to pay the bills, which also has the items they ordered on it. They were all arguing very loudly, and one person eventually started screaming that everybody else needs to listen and calm down. Now, obviously, my coworker starts to feel very overwhelmed, having all these adult men around her screaming about what they want to pay, and not even taking their turn at all. Eventually, she manages it, and before we can even calculate that they paid the right amount, as some of it was in cash and some was on a card, not to mention they took off the service charge, they just got up and walked out. What especially upset me is that this was my section. I had a small bucket of sweets tucked away that I would hand out to children. I mean, it is Halloween after all. On their way past, each of them walked over, reached in, and grabbed a handful, yelling Happy Halloween as they walked out. And that was the last of the candy that I had, because it was later in the evening, so many of the children in my section then went without any sweets for the rest of the day, because they really picked that bucket clean. And I paid for that with my money too, so it really felt personal. The most irritating part of this encounter is that we had a similar size table of younger girls who are unsupervised by a parent celebrating their friend's 16th birthday, and they were the sweetest, most respectful people that they've ever had in a big group. They weren't loud and they were polite, and they even tipped, which is quite uncommon for England, which is where I come from. And it really makes me wonder, how can a group of literal children behave better than a group of adult men? Because at this point, I am honestly still blown away by their behavior. Yeah, that's an awful situation to be stuck in. You have this massive table and they're not even following the rules. They're walking in and sitting wherever they want. They're not ordering at the same time, which is insane to me. And they're just being really obnoxious and just completely rude. Like, I'm surprised you got anything done with those people. Like, seriously, that must have been awful. But hey, you know what? At least you got it done and you got them out of there. And hopefully this doesn't happen ever again, because I'm pretty sure I would want to switch jobs if I had to deal with that twice. Today, I messed up by oversharing with a girl I was interested in, and as a result, I ended up scaring her away before I could even attempt to have anything further than a friendship. And I now feel so dumb, and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I first want to say that this has been technically going on for over a month or two, but it likely culminated yesterday. Now, back in the beginning of September, maybe the tail end of August, this lady and her two roommates started coming into my job. The first interaction or two were small and not especially notable, other than us joking a bit about some new candy at the store, and her unexpectedly sharing a piece with me after buying it. It wasn't until future encounters that we started chatting more deeply. The roommates were cool, but I felt like me and this woman had hit it off pretty well, as we bonded over shared childhood bullying experiences. For reference, when I was a kid, I had a lisp and I had a speech issue, and for her, she moved to Germany and she had to learn a new language. She so eloquently stated that people are jerks in reference to me getting teased growing up, and I found that super endearing. Coincidentally, my grandmother is German, so that was another small connection that we had. We even found out we live on the same street during one of these early encounters. This was also around the time when the hot chip challenge stuff was going on, and it was being promoted, so that was like a discussion point between the two of us, and it really was a good time. But anyways, every time she'd come in, usually with one of her roommates or another, I would get to know her a little bit more, and eventually we exchanged phone numbers. I also started giving her and the roommate some leftovers from work, partly because I liked them and I was trying to be nice, and more depressingly, because I had hoped that they'd keep coming back if I kept giving them my stuff. My own insecurities left me feeling like maybe I wouldn't be good enough on my own. Now, on that note, this is where I feel my first mess up really started. While we hit it off pretty well at my job, I couldn't stop myself from feeling slightly ignored over the phone. I would text and get a reply back once in a blue moon. Granted, most of my messages were rather similar or basic, but I was scared to overstep and upset her in some kind of way. She would only message me first one time in all the time that we had each other's number. I started questioning if I was being a nuisance to her and her friend group and wound up sending a long-winded text. I said to her, "I'm sorry if I'm being annoying, I'll stop." It was one of those messages. Now, I hadn't seen her for a few days after that, and I regretted sending the text as soon as I sent it, and followed it up with two more long-winded messages apologizing. But eventually, one of her roommates came in and stated that she and the others had been sick. Now, part of me thought that he was covering for her, just like in the way that I would think any friend would do if somebody didn't want to talk to someone. She eventually showed up and confirmed that she had been sick and had also had a big fight with the roommates, so she had been at her parents' house for a little while. When she saw me, she said that she was happy it was me working, and we got to clear the air. I expressed to her that I always feel like everyone secretly hates me, and she had empathized with that feeling herself. I felt really good about things again by the end of that conversation. Somewhere along the way, I'd started to realize that I really fancied this woman, and I really wanted to make something more out of it, but I was terrified that she would say no and then never want to see me again. I'd sacrifice having a relationship with her if it meant that I'd get to keep her as a friend. I would be more happy with that scenario. Well, the following scenario is my last interaction. I hadn't seen her for a few more days, and so my brain started to do what it does best, which is making me feel like garbage about myself. I started to wonder if maybe she'd only come in that time and clear the air because she figured it would get me to stop sending her lengthy apology text messages, and now she could vanish in peace and quiet. She seemed super genuine though during the whole interaction, so that was really messing with me. My big mess up though came amidst all of this when I decided to share my feelings for her. I had wanted to do it in person, but I let my shyness prevent me from doing it earlier, and now I didn't know if I'd ever see her again, so I sent it over text messaging. It was another lengthy message, but this is basically what it said. I said to her, "I like you. Would you be interested in doing something together? If you just want to be friends, that's cool as well." Now, I haven't heard or seen from her since, and it's been days. I felt relief after expressing my feelings, since I did want it out in the open. But now I just feel regret. I think that I should have just kept it hidden away. Maybe then I'd still get to see her from time to time. Part of me also regrets giving away all the freebie treats, because I can't help wondering if she thinks I did it solely as an attempt to butter her up before asking her this. And it was actually one reason I was so hesitant to ask for so long. Since then, I've gone a bit crazy, and I ended up sending her a few more lengthy messages, apologizing and being hypercritical of myself. I let things get away from me, and I could feel myself turning into one of those jerks who bothers women nonstop, even if my messages weren't really aggressive or anything like that. I mean, it was clear that she just wasn't interested in further dialogue, and yet here I was, still trying to get something, any communication from her. I sent one last message the other day, basically apologizing once more for continuously bothering her with all of these messages. I wished her well, and that I'd let her be going forward here and now. I know I've made myself look like an absolute idiot to her, and probably her roommates as well. I just couldn't get myself to stop making it worse. Now, it would sting, but I'd mostly be okay with being rejected, so long as this new friendship could remain intact. But it's just this silent treatment that is absolutely destroying me. I absolutely regret how everything played out, because I genuinely think this could have been a nice lifelong bond, whether that's friendship or otherwise. I mean, we really connected with one another regarding so many things. But now, with all things considered, I seriously am at a loss and I don't know what to do. This really is an unfortunate situation, because it really sounds like the original poster let their insecurities get the best of them. Like, this went from, "Hey, let me message you sometime," to you then sending these lengthy text messages that you really should not have sent in the first place. And seriously, from my perspective, it's not nearly as bad as you think. Like, yes, it is incredibly awkward, and I'm sure you didn't mean to come off as like really creepy or anything like that, but unfortunately, that might be the case. But with that in mind, it really is not the end of the world. This isn't the last person you will ever have some kind of connection with. Like, yes, this is incredibly awkward and you wish you hadn't have said half the things you said, but seriously, like, look around. Everybody around you has made some kind of like stupid remark or done something that's incredibly embarrassing that they wish had never happened happened in the first place. I could spend the next 2 hours talking about all the dumb things I've done in my life, and if I'm still standing and able to walk amongst society and move on with my life, then trust me, you could do the same thing. But hopefully this is a valuable lesson moving forward, that I think if you just have some confidence in yourself, you really can go a long way. Like, sure, I get it, you were feeling insecure about the situation, as well as talking to this woman that you were really interested in, but I think this de-evolved into you sharing just a little bit too much, and that's probably where the silent treatment kicked in. I'm sure she didn't know how to take all of this information at once, since she is just now getting to know you, and you're expressing all these like anxieties that you have, and I know if I was in her shoes, I probably would not know how to respond either, regardless of whatever interest I might have in the other person. So honestly, with all that in mind, I wouldn't be so hard on yourself. Sure, this was a really awkward situation, but you can still move forward from this. It really is not the end of the world, and I really think you're going to be a better person moving forward when you find someone else that you connect with. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.